Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов.
Task 1.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What do you want to do when you leave college, Rolf?
I haven't decided yet, Maria. I might go travelling for 6 months and then look for a job. How about you?
I hope to start work straight away.
Do you know where?
Well, I'd prefer to live near my family, but I want to see the world too, so I'd hope to have plenty of trips for work.
You could get a job with an airline company.
That'd be great, but it's hard to get into.
I know lots of people apply for that kind of work, but you're good at languages. I'm sure they'd accept you.
I hope so. Have you really not decided what job you'd like?
It's difficult. My degree's in music, but I definitely don't want to be a music teacher. I'll probably look for something completely different.
Oh, that's a shame. Why not become a music teacher? You'd get long holidays.
But if I got a job in business, I could earn far more money.
Lots of people say money doesn't matter and you should just find a job you enjoy. But I think a job has to pay well so you can live comfortably.
That's exactly how I see it.
Do you think you'll have lots of different jobs before you find a really good one?
I expect so. No one finds the perfect job immediately.
I'd like to find a job I really like and stay with the same company for at least 10 years.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting.
Your father has his own business, doesn't he?
Yes, but I don't want to work for him.
But he could help you set up your own business.
Oh, I couldn't imagine doing that. I know how many hours my father has to work.
Your free time's important to you, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Right.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
What do you want to do when you leave college, Rolf?
I haven't decided yet, Maria. I might go travelling for 6 months and then look for a job. How about you?
I hope to start work straight away.
Do you know where?
Well, I'd prefer to live near my family, but I want to see the world too, so I'd hope to have plenty of trips for work.
You could get a job with an airline company.
That'd be great. But it's hard to get into.
I know lots of people apply for that kind of work, but you're good at languages. I'm sure they'd accept you.
I hope so. Have you really not decided what job you'd like?
It's difficult. My degree's in music, but I definitely don't want to be a music teacher. I'll probably look for something completely different.
Oh, that's a shame. Why not become a music teacher? You'd get long holidays.
But if I got a job in business, I could earn far more money.
Lots of people say money doesn't matter and you should just find a job you enjoy. But I think a job has to pay well so you can live comfortably.
That's exactly how I see it.
Do you think you'll have lots of different jobs before you find a really good one?
I expect so. No one finds the perfect job immediately.
I'd like to find a job I really like and stay with the same company for at least 10 years.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting.
Your father has his own business, doesn't he?
Yes, but I don't want to work for him.
But he could help you set up your own business.
Oh, I couldn't imagine doing that. I know how many hours my father has to work.
Your free time's important to you, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Right.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
Task 2.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States.
Mm.
Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Hmm. Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
Mm. I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead. And if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States.
Mm.
Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Hmm. Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
Mm. I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead, and if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.